Okay. I want you to go to update function PHP. And the one I want to look at in that is called record update 3, okay. And I actually don't know how many are in there that I gave you. I think there's a one, which was kind of the beginnings of it, and a 3. So I would download it and bring it up because it's a fairly long program.
You said it's a function group PHP, you said?
No, it's an update group, I think. Update function, all right. Update function PHP, the keyword being update. What? Has everybody got it? Yes, no, maybe? Okay. So, this is an update program. And if I bring it up, and that's what I should have been doing while I was waiting, is bringing it up. Okay, so this is the original tape, and this is saying enter a drive number and choose whether you want to add, change, or delete, and then submit. Notice all of these are grayed out, so you can't do anything there, okay? It will reload when you can actually enter something in. Now the table that I'm using is a drive table that's part of the donor database. And it has a drive ID, the drive name, the chair of the drive, what it got last year and what it's got so far this year. So those are the fields that I have. So I start out, and as I mentioned last time, what you need to do is do something that handles the first page. So on this one I said, if there is nothing in state, okay, so I am checking is set, is state is set. And I'm saying if it's not set, then I'm going to first page.
Okay. Oh, not because it's exclamation mark.
That's right. So if it's not set, I'm going to go to first page. Okay, if it's set, then I'm going to drop down to the else. So I'm going to first page. And first page is down here someplace. There's first page. Now what I did this time is I actually set up an entire HTML page and said that's what I want to load, is this entire HTML page. So I've got this page all embedded inside here, and it will print everything inside there. Okay? So that's what you're seeing in front of you right now is first page, the web page that I put up. Okay? So it has in it, you can see, enter drive ID, and then I've got name and all the rest of those disabled. And then they can also choose, do they want to add, change, or delete? Okay? And if they want to add, change, or delete, the action is going to have in it the add, change, or the delete. And then they've got a submit, and they also have state. So state in this thing is actually the state of the processing, not looking for Massachusetts or Rhode Island. Okay, and I probably should have used a different word, but anyway, it's the state of the program. So state zero means I've just put this up, okay? So I, at that point, say, all right, let's say I want to add a record, and I can click on add, and then click on submit, okay? And it comes back and says, and watch what this does. This came back and said, no drive ID was entered. Okay. So, we're going to follow that first. I put in add, change, and delete, but I only hit the submit. I didn't fill in the box up here that says what drive number I want to do. Okay, so it goes back in to the beginning of the program. And reloads the program. Okay, because there was no action, so it reloads the program. State is now set, because state is a zero. Okay, I set state at the beginning, at the end rather, of that area, first page down at the bottom. So state is now set. So it takes the else. Okay. And case zero is what I've got. Okay. So notice I'm getting no drive number was entered. I had an action because I picked add, change, or delete. So I had an action, but I did not have a drive number. Okay, I had not posted a drive number. So I put up no drive ID was entered, which you can see over there. And I tell it to go to first page and take this message with it. Okay, and it's that first page that the message goes up. So I came in here, I had a state. The case was, the state was I put in a switch case so that I am checking to see what the state is. And the state is zero, so it's the case where the state is zero. Okay? on the first page, I clicked an action, which was the add, change, or delete. So I clicked the action. So action was all set. But then it comes down here and checks to see if there was a drive. There wasn't a drive, so I'm saying no drive ID was entered. Okay? I'm not saying it. I put that into message, and I said, go back to first page with message. Okay? So I'm going back to first page with the message. And here is first page again. Okay? And so it loads first page, and it loads it with the message, because the function first page receives message. So it loads it with the message, which says no drive ID was entered. So I'm back to the first page, but now I'm telling them that they need to have a drive ID. Okay. So I will put in 729 and assume that maybe that doesn't exist. Okay, so I'm putting in the drive. I'm clicking the action down here. Okay, the add, change, or delete. And I'm setting the state to 0. So now I hit submit, and at this point it's coming back and giving me the spot to add a record. Okay, and I can add a record, and when I finish putting the date in here, I'm either confirming that I want to do the add or I'm canceling. I've got those two choices. So when I hit submit, I've got an action this time, I've got an ID, and I've got a state. Okay. So I go up here, and I'm all set on the action, and I'm all set on the ID, the drive ID. And so I come down here and I'm checking to see if the case is an add or a change or a delete. Okay, and I'm looking at action to see if the action is got a value of add, change, or delete. Okay, so the action had a value of add. So I am going in and I'm doing the case add. So I'm selecting everything from drive test where the drive number is equal to that drive number 729 that I entered in. Okay. And then I am checking to make sure that the number of rows is greater than 0. So in other words, and I could have checked to see if it was 1, but I'm checking to see if I found a match, basically. Okay? Because if I found a match, it's an error in an add. Okay? An add can't add a record with the same ID. So if I found a match, I've got an error, and it will say, come up and say, already exists. Okay? So if I found a match, I found an error, it will come up and say, already exists. And we'll again go to first page with that message, and we'll see first page come up again with the message that says it already exists. Okay. If it doesn't exist, then I am going to add a record, and I am sending the words add and add record and a 1 there. Okay. So I'm sending the information I have. I'm sending the to a function called data page. So I'm sending the ID, which would be 729. I'm sending blanks, which I'm going to be able to fill in a minute, for the name, chair, last year, and this year. I'm sending the fact that I want to have, that this is an ad. I'm sending ad record, which you can see comes up there. And I'm sending a 1, which is the state. Okay, so this 1 is the state. And I'm going to a subroutine called date page where I'm sending this. So if I look down here at date page, where did date page go? There's date page. Okay, it is receiving the information. So it received the information add here. It received the information 729 here. It received spaces along there. It received the words add record here. And it received a state of 1 there. So when it got sent, that's what got sent, and that's what got received. So it put up the page, and the page says add record, and it lets me type in the information. Okay? So I can type in the information here. So that page came up, and I can type in the information, and the information that I putting up the text boxes so that I can type in the information. Okay, so if I come over here and type in a name, with name of the drive, help. Okay, so I've typed in the name of the information. I'm clicking on confirm, and then I'm saying go and process. And it tells me that 729 was added. Okay, so I went and processed, and it tells me 729 is added. Okay, and just to prove that, we will go in a minute and look for 729.
Is this how, first creating, let's say, like a social media page, and I want to add records like username or passwords, or comments and stuff like that, this is how you do it?
This is one way. I mean, this is just a program that does an update. And so this is one way. If you know, there's a load of ways you can do an update. But essentially, every update has to have the ability to add, change, or delete.
Right.
And I talked about, wait just a minute, I talked last time about the fact that a change, sometimes you have to know which field, well, if you do it online, whether you're doing, you're adding information to a field or changing information in a field or deleting information in a field. But if you do it online like this, then the person has control over it. So if I want this field to be blank, I can just leave it blank. And if I want to delete what's in this field, I can just wipe it out. So having the user enter in the information is a lot easier than having the information come from a paper or something that you have to enter. Yeah.
Because what you do is you just add it 729 as like a new data.
It's a new record, right.
New record, right. And then it gets saved into the database like that, which that's just happening, right?
Right. And we'll see that in a minute, that it's getting saved. So I put all those things in. I have a button called continue that can be either continue or cancel. Okay? And I clicked continue. And so it submitted that it was process. And I have an input type that says process. I had the value of the drive number, the value of the current action, and the value of the state all got sent up. Okay, but they were kept hidden. So it tells me the drive number was added. So it was submitted, and it tells me the drive number was added. Then I come in, I go through this business at the top. The case this time is that I did the add. Wait a minute. Sorry. The case down here is 1. Okay? So at this point, now this is where the stuff was entered in. Okay? And where I'm actually doing the add. And I said, okay, take the stuff that was entered in, put it into variables. And then I basically wrote out, so I did an insert, and I inserted that stuff in. Okay? Usually when I do the insert, I put all of this stuff in as values. This time I just said, okay, I'm going to set up for something called values, get it all set up the way I want it to go, and do the insert of values, as opposed to taking that line and inserting it in the parentheses, for no good reason other than the fact that you can do that. Okay? And so now I'm putting up a message that says drive, taking the drive number added, and that's the message that you're seeing up there. So that got added. And then I go back to first page because it's time to do something else. So I go back to first page, put this up, the message now says drive 729 was added. Because once I do the add, I'm sending the message drive number added. And I'm calling first page and sending that message to first page. So that actually did the add and is now telling me that it's added. Okay, so I'm back at first page. And now if I want to see that drive, that one, and I could have had another option in here to list and everything, but I didn't. So this one is, I'm going to say, enter drive 729, and I'm going to say I want to do a change. Okay, because that will bring it up. And I am doing a submit. Okay, and that brings up the record that I had just done. Okay, so when I put it in as a change, I can see that that record did indeed get added. Okay, and now I can go back in and change something. Okay, because I'm now in the change record and I can go and change something, and so that would then make the change happen. Okay, so if I look at, if I come in here, and I do the change, it's going to come down here and do the case change. Okay. So it is selecting the record and bringing it up, which is what we just saw. I clicked on change. It selected the record and brought it up. Okay, so I brought up the record. I'm looking, this time it has to exist. When I was doing the ad, it couldn't exist. Now it's got to exist. And so I'm saying, is the result greater than zero? If so, then I'm fetching the things and putting them in. And then I am going to the data page, which is the one where I'm actually writing it out. I'm going to the data page and I'm sending all of that information. So when I go to the data page, I'm sending the action was a change. This is the message part. This is the to, and there's the data. And I'm sending it. Okay. So I send the change. And there's data page. And it says, okay, go ahead and process that. And sends it up. And it gets written here, where I say, okay, now take all the stuff that we've just entered, put it in the data, and do an update. Okay. So if I had said, I don't know who the chair is, and I had spaced this out when I was filling it up, chair would now be blank. If I wanted to change last year, I could have changed last year. Okay, so I can let it change everything. Now notice I did not let them change the ID number, okay, because that's the key. So if you want to change and make this not 729 or whatever I did, but make it 829. Then you've got to delete 729 and add in 829. I'm not letting you change the key. Okay, so I'm only letting the update set the things that I'm allowing you to change. And there's the where drive number, so I'm letting you change for that particular one. Okay, but I'm only doing an update. And then down below is the third possibility, which is I can do a delete. And that deletes a particular record. So I've got the add, the change, and the delete of the particular records.
Is there a tool built into PHP where we could warn the user that they're about to delete a record, or would we have to insert
We'd
it?
Have to code it.
We would have to insert it as a JavaScript?
Yeah. You can just put up a message, like the messages that I put up, or you can put up them. Yeah, you can just put it up. We could do it in JavaScript.
Have a message that pops up first just to confirm that that's what
that's
you're
right.
To do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, and especially with the delete, that's a good idea. Because, okay, if I go in and so I am going to change this to confirm it and process it. And so now if I put in the 729 again and say I want to change it, it comes back and it shows the change that I made. And then I can cancel that and it says the change was canceled. And so then I can put in 729 and pick delete and submit that, and it comes up, and it does at least give me this change of confirm that you want to delete. So I'm showing the record and saying this is about to be deleted. You know, I might have changed that to red and big or something like that, but I'm saying that it's being deleted, and then I can cancel at this point if I don't want to do it, or I can confirm and process, and it's deleted. And so if I put in 729 and say I want to change that, it's now coming back and telling me 729 does not exist because I successfully deleted it. If you wanted to give them a pop-up, you could, but at least by having the confirm cancel, I'm trying to protect the data. That's why I put that step in there. Not just the edge, change, and delete, but the step that does the confirm and cancel. So before I change my data, I'm giving you a second chance. Is this really what you want to do? Questions? Okay, I'm going to tell you that what I'm going to give you as an assignment is that I want you to write an update. You're more than welcome to take this one and change it so that it meets the table that you have, because I think actually going through and having to manipulate this so that it works for something else is a good experience to learn how it works, because then you got to follow the data and really figure it out. Rather than just an explanation that we've had. So you can do this, or if you want to try writing your own update, you can try writing your own update. But I suggest actually that you do this one, and then if you want to write your own, do that as well. And if you do them both, I'll give you extra credit. But I think there's some value in going through and making sure you understand the way I did it. And the way I did it is not any better than, or it's better than some ways, but it's not, you know, there's a lot of other good approaches that could have been taken too. This is just a approach. Okay. So, that's what I want you to do, is go through this, and if you come up with your own table that you've created, then, you know, you have to go in and you have to make the changes and go in and manipulate this so that I think you hopefully will learn a lot by doing that. Because you have to understand it when you're manipulating. Or at least semi-understand it. Questions? Yeah?
Can I use the table that I already have?
Sure.
So I can change, like, last year, this year, so maybe old drive.
You can't change to drive. You can't use the drive table.
Yes?
You cannot use the drive table, because I use the drive table. Okay, so the drive table in donation you can't use. If you want to make it the donation table or the donor table or another table you've had for something else, that's fine. You don't have to make a new table.
Because I can have it set last year, this year, I can have old address, new address, and just change the address.
Yeah, but you gotta have a little more than just one change.
I meant like keeping an ID number and...
Right. An old address, new address, that's if you want to maintain the old address, and then you'd have it as a separate field, really. Because you can just bring up address and change it, and then it will change the address. If for some reason you want to keep an old address, then you'd have to make, I would say, that I would make separate fields if for some reason I wanted to change an old address. But,
I don't see on a record update what you call the database and a table.
Where I called. I've got my select database right here.
Oh, you just put it in the bottom?
I just put it in someplace.
Oh. you should be putting the top there.
Right.
And you go to the bottom.
I put it in there, and that actually calls it. I said include the password information and do the select database.
So all the information.
And that's because I was reloading the page every time, so I've actually got it in the.
So for the assignment, everything I need is on that on record update 3, okay, basically.
Say that again.
For the assignment, everything they'll need is on record update 3, okay?
So yeah, I mean, as far as I'm saying, this is working. The only thing that's missing is the link password, but you're going to use your own link password, which is the same as what you've been doing before. So the link password is missing. But other than that, you know, there it is. And out on the website, I think I gave these to you. I didn't give you all of this because some of this was just my playing around with it. The one that has test in it tells you I was testing something, or tells me that I was testing something. But I've got something here that I created a table, I listed the columns, and I think I gave you those, didn't I? And the show, I don't even remember what the show is. So I've got, well, that says test on it, so I'm not sure what that is. Okay, list columns. I listed the, so I said show columns. Okay. And then I did a create of a test program, which I called Drive Test. So I made a copy, basically. So I said here, create table Drive Test 1 as select asterisks from Drive. And so I made a copy, which is always a good thing to do when you're playing around with a table. And then show drive test was just I went through and showed the data. So that if you want to see the data, I went and did drive test, and apparently at one point I called it drive test one. But this goes in and shows the data that I currently have in it. So that you can see, you know, sometimes you want to see the data. And so it's good to have these kinds of tool type programs that let you show the data. You can obviously go into PuTTY and do it that way too. Okay, but this just goes in and does a select and shows all the data. And by doing this with row 1, row 2, row 3, I can easily go in and just change that and change the database and the table. This only shows 4 rows. If I want more, I can add them in. But this is an easy modification so that I can run it with anything. Rather than using field names. Okay. So those were more the how I can check out the table that I'm working in and see its columns and see its, make a copy of it, see the columns and see the data, what those were on. Okay. So, the other one that I asked you to download. Any other questions, I should have said. Any other questions on this one? You will have questions after you look at it, probably. Because there's a lot that's going on in that table, in that program. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to take a quick look at is function built-in group. Okay. So you want to download function built-in group as well. So basically, there are two kinds of functions. There are functions that you write, which we looked at last week, last Tuesday. We looked at Tuesday. Functions that you can write. And we saw functions in this program we just looked at today. And then there are functions that come with PHP that let you manipulate data. And this doesn't in any means cover all of the functions, but it covers some of them. So the first one is to implode. And explode. So this one I set up a literal called Computer Information Systems. And I said, okay, now I've got a literal called text explode, and I'm going to explode it based on the space. So I'm looking at the field called text, and I'm exploding it based on space, which means that I now can get access to all of the records, and it puts it into an array kind of thing, Computer Information Systems Department. Based on a space, it broke them up. And printr, as I said, prints all of this stuff out. And notice I put a pre in up there, which I think I like the way it prints better with the pre. The printr prints better with the pre. So this explodes it, and I get the separate parts, and then implode puts it back together. So I can put it back together with the spaces in between, or I put it back into the tilde in between, and I can do that. So explode rips it apart. And implode can take multiple fields and put them together. Okay. So that's one set of functions. The next one, I'm not even going to look at. We're going to open it and look at it very briefly, but it is too much. Okay? But just showing you some of the things. We can look at some of them, but as I said, this one is called math functions. And I got a little carried away. Okay. So you've got first is 15/9. Okay, so the first thing I put out is this is the result of dividing 15 by 9. So 2 If I say I want the ceiling, then it gives me 2. If I want the floor, it gives me 1. So I can basically say round up, ceiling is rounding up, and floor is just keeping the number.
Is that based on 5 or higher, or is that no matter what the remainder
is? I think it's based on 5 or higher.
Well, then floor should have been 2 then, but it's 1.
All right, so then maybe it's not. Okay, so if we take this and change it to what would give me a lower number? 10? That's the output. Wrong thing to change. So if I change this to 10 and save it, so 10 divided by 2 by 9 is 9 point whatever, right? It's not above 5. He's pulling out his calculator. Thank you.
One point one one.
So it is clearly just taking the next highest number as opposed to... Okay, and let me change that back to 15 so I remember that. Okay, then we've got a decimal to binary conversion down there someplace. Okay, there's the 35 and it converts it to binary. There's a binary number converted to decimal, the decimal number converted to hex, and a hex converted to decimal. So it's got functions about almost everything you could desire to have. It's got powers and rounding. So it's got powers, and it's got round, which is out of all of these, the one you'll probably actually use is the rounded one occasionally. And so it's got round. And when it says round, and this one does move it up, so it says rounding to 2 decimal places. Okay, and there's the answer to that. Yeah.
How do you convert the decimal to hex?
I put in the function. This is binary to hex. And that's the function. I made their function. They've already got it.
Oh, they already have it?
Yeah. So I'm just using their function. Just like down here, up there I got ceiling, down here I got round. They've got a hex to decimal. I don't know why they put it binary to hex. I didn't make that up.
Okay.
Okay, so those are a series of mathematical ones. Then I've got more string functions. This is really back to explode and implode more than anything else, but I did it with the alphabet as well. So I put up there an alphabet that had spaces between and an alphabet that didn't. This string split kind of interesting. Let me show you the output on that one. so down here at the bottom, I've got a string split, and I said, look at the alpha list and do it by two. And so string split, split it up into groups of two. Alpha 2. And the one above was spring split just plain alpha, and then it split it up into groups of 1. So there's just a lot of interesting built-in functions that it has that you might possibly want for some specific thing, but the majority of your life will be spent fine without knowing what string split is. Yeah, what? You got a question.
You're using print underscore bar.
Yes.
Any difference between that and...
It shows it in this particular, it shows an array of a behind the scenes array. It shows the contents of the behind the scenes array.
So that underscore R is?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So if we do a search for print underscore R PHP, W3 resources, I was looking for a W3 schools because I like them. What is the use of printR? Maybe. PrintR is used to print an array, whereas echo is used to give output the data on the screen. So you've got PrintR is used for printing the array in human readable form. I'm not sure that that's what I basically said. It's printing an array.
Yes, you can have this.
So if you, and var dump does the same thing. And apparently var export, I've forgotten that one. But var dump does the same thing. It will display it like printR.
And then you have it set in the pre-attribute.
Yes, because it even prints better if I go back here and, no, back to the program itself. Don't I have that open? Okay, if I take out the pre, not what I wanted, this is what I want. Okay, that's what it shows you without the pre. Gives you the same information, but I think it's harder to follow.
Yeah, it actually prints it out.
Yeah. So I like the pre better, but if you do it this way...
Can you put it back on?
Yep, just a sec. Let me take a picture of it this way. And then if I put it back in... So that's the way it's going to show it, that way. And it depends on which you like. I mean, if you like the other one, that's fine.
That's
take less room.
That's not a PHP, it's HTML, right? Okay, because it is inside HTML.
Yeah, it's the pre is inside, it's the HTML. and then I'm saying everything inside this PHP I want to print in a particular style, in the pre-style.
Is there going to be lab today at 2:06?
Yes. Okay. Lindsay will be here. I'm going to be here for about an hour, but then I'm gone. But Lindsay will be here from 2 to 6.
Between 2 and 6 for an hour?
No, but I'm going to be here between 2 and 3, and I'm leaving sometime a little after 3.
Then I'll be here for 2 and 3.
Okay. But Lindsay has taken the class, so she can answer questions as well.
It can be good.
So, what is the next one that I have out there? SF1. Yeah, that one's a good one to look at. Then the last one, I think, is more a combination of all of them. Good. So why aren't you all out there stopping me from making stupid mistakes?
Too busy looking. More strings. More substrings.
Okay. So I still can't type the answer. Functions, built-in group, PHP, and all this stuff after it goes away. And PHP was in caps. Yes, we did it. Okay, so this has some more practical functions. This one has got string to upper, okay, str to upper, and don't ever ask me that because I will never remember. I always have to go and look that up. But anyway, string to upper converts to uppercase, string to lower converts to lowercase. What does UC words do?
Each word.
Yeah. Okay, so it gives you Bristol Community College. So if you like that, and I can't remember, I was trying to remember what that's called. There's a word for that. Uppercase, lowercase, and then there's a word when you get the first letter. But anyway, this UC word gives you the first letter. UC first converts the first letter. So if you have the first letter in a sentence or something you want to do, that does that.
Then you have a substring that works like the substring in other languages.
So I've got a substring that goes along, and if I just put one thing in here, that means where it's supposed to start and it goes to the end. And if I put two things in, this is where it's supposed to start and how many to go.
String length, which we've seen in a bunch of languages, is returning the length. String position will tell you where something is. IsSet looks for the position, if it is set. And there's an unset, if you look down at the bottom,
there's an unset. So inset, and the inset, it is set, so it returns a 1. And then unset unsets it. Now it's unset, so sometimes it's going to return a 0. Huh.
It returned nothing. Oh, nothing if not set. 0 or nothing, I guess that means. So apparently it returns nothing if it's not set. That's not very clear.
Okay.
So that's a set of functions that is more usable. So when you flip the name in this one, you've got string position that will locate a slash and then go on from there. And substring that will take part of the field. And then the last one, as I recall, was pretty much a mixture of everything. I don't think I added in. Oh, I have trim added in. Unset. Oh, I think that's pretty much a repeat of everything. The only thing I see there differently is trim. So, those are functions that are supported by PHP. A lot of them are the same functions that are supported by every language. And so you're just looking for how to spell it. You know, the string to up, up, please. You could have come up with a better way, but anyway. Those are those. Okay. That's what I wanted to accomplish today, so we are done. We have things left to do like arrays, images, and email, and sessions. Those are about the topics that we have left to go. So, we are done.